Hello?
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 Hi, can I speak to Mr. Reynolds?
Yes?
Okay, so this is Dominic from the web server about your computer, right?
From the web server?
Yes, sir, from the cyber security team of the World Wide Web.
The server security team of the World Wide Web? Can you explain more which organization you actually represent? None of that is an organization.
Yes, it's not a company, it's a call from the server, right?
The server? What's the server?
Server, from the web server, sir.
Web servers don't make phone calls.
This is a server-generated call, sir.
It is not a server-generated call because there isn't any such thing as a server-generated call.
How can you say that? Can I speak to the main user of your computer, sir?
You're speaking to him.
You're getting this call because currently your computer license security ID number has been deactivated by someone else and you have got some foreign IP address which has got connected with yours. That is the reason you're getting this call.
What's this computer license security ID that you're on about?
Okay, you can write it down. Have you got pen and paper?
Just a moment.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, sir, it is 888.
Yeah.
D for Delta.
Yeah.
C for Charlie.
Yeah.
A for Alpha.
Yeah.
60.
Yeah.
Hyphen.
Yeah.
And F for Freddy.
Yeah.
C for Charlie.
Yeah.
O for Oscar.
Yeah.
A for Alpha.
Yeah.
Hyphen.
Yeah.
1-1, C for Charlie, F for Freddy.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is your computer license security ID number.
No, it isn't. It's not. It's nothing to do personally with me.
So you can check it out.
I don't need to check it out because I know what this number is you are quoting to me. It is not anything. It is not anything that specifically identifies my computer. That is actually that is actually part of a component ID number that is related to the center compress folder function that virtually every release of Windows has.
You can check it out, sir. Every computer has got its own unique ID number.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. This is not. This is not own and unique to this machine. I can tell you that for nothing.
And you can also have a look at those foreign IP address which has got connected with you.
A foreign IP address? Can you tell me what that is?
Yes, you can have a look. Can you be in front of the computer?
Just a moment. I need to start the relevant machine because I know which one you'll be talking about. But can you tell me what this address is before I start, please?
We have got an online errors and warning reports which indicating that there's a foreign IP address which has got connected with you.
What is this foreign IP address? Can you tell me?
That's the reason I'm telling you. We're just
going No. Don't tell me the reason. Tell me the address.
I can't give you the address, sir.
Why not? Why can't you give that to me?
Because we just got an online errors and warning reports which indicating that there's a foreign IP address which has got connected with you.
A foreign IP address that has got connected with me. How on earth do you intend to prove that? Can you tell me?
Because according to the status of your computer ID number, you're getting this call.
Well, what you've given me so far does not identify my computer.
So no problem, we are not just here to force you, alright? It is your computer, it is up to you. Or we are not here to sell out anything to you.
Yes, you are. Are you going to sell me a solution to a problem I haven't got, more than likely?
Yes. What makes you to say that? I don't want any money from your side. It's a call from the server, okay?
So you keep saying. Hold on a moment.